I can't believe he didn't talk to him about the game of the century, though. That's kind of shocking. With Jack Ebling and how historical he can go, I'm shocked he didn't. But we're going to talk about the game of the century a little bit right now, because here's my argument. And, Scott, I want to get your take on this, because I'm not saying it's as big a game as the game of the century. You can't compare it to the big game of the century from that standpoint. But I would argue that this game this week has as much riding on it as the game of the century did back then. And I think that puts it in the same category as the game of the century. Obviously, you can't really compare it on a national scale because not as many people care about the game. But for importance to Michigan State, I argue this is just as important.
I understand that, but I do have to disagree. It's huge for Michigan State this year, right now. But if you actually go back and look at this season, Michigan State was expected to be kind of a dark horse, to be maybe 9-3 based on their schedule. I mean, there's still four games left. Anything can happen. This game is huge. Yes, if they win it, that does mean great things. But I'm looking at it as they weren't expected to do this well. It's not like in that season, they were the defending national champion. They were already up that high. This team came out of nowhere unranked. It's huge, but they're still going to go to a New Year's Day bowl. They're still, even if they lose, they still have a shot at going to a BCS bowl. They'll still have a great season. It's still building national recognition for Michigan State and what it will do for the years to come.
Yeah, but I don't think you can handle it like that. Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about years to come, you can't. You got to live in the now. And right now, Michigan State has a very good shot at making it to that BCS National Championship game if they can beat Iowa today. And for that reason, because you have to take it in the moment. I agree with you. Coming into the year, I thought they were a 7-5 team. Frankly, right now, as I look at them, really, they're not really a top-5 team. On paper, they are. They deserve their top-5 ranking because they've beaten everybody they play. But if they were to play some teams in the SEC, they'd probably lose. But we got to live in the now. And in the now, like they did back in the game of the century. And I've got to put the disclaimer out there. I've read about it, okay? But I wasn't there, and nothing reflects better than actually being there, which is why we'll talk to Jack about this after the break. But if you're comparing it from that standpoint, this is a huge moment for Michigan State football. They've got a great recruiting class coming in next year. They've got a great recruiting class starting to come in the year after that. And so if you want to build off of that momentum, when are you ever going to get a chance again to not play Ohio State in a season, be undefeated, and have other conferences and teams down to where TCU and Boise State are your main competition to get into that BCS National Championship? And while they're playing Mountain West and WAC opponents, you're playing the Big Ten opponents. So for me, on a grand scale, when you look at it, throw away the anticipation for the game. Throw away all that stuff. I'm not even going to try and compare that part of it. Just on importance to the Michigan State program, this is definitely in the same caliber as that game.
And I'm really going to sound like a player or a coach here. As I was thinking it, I was ashamed of myself. This is the biggest game today.
Yes.
For Michigan State. Just today. This week, it's the biggest game. Then, if they win, next week's the biggest game,
and it builds like that. No, because they play Minnesota. That's not the biggest game.
That, but then when you go to the bowl game, that is bigger, right? I think. Assume they win. I know. This game is huge, but I don't think it's that big because there's still more to come the rest of the season.
I disagree with that because this is a pivotal moment in a football season. You could say that about any SEC team if you wanted to. You could have said, well, Auburn-LSU was the biggest game. Now Auburn-Alabama is the biggest game. There are different games that are on a higher level, and this game is on a higher level. If you're going to tell me that the same importance goes into that Minnesota game as this Iowa game at Kinnick Stadium, that's just not true.
No, I don't agree with that at all, but I guess what it really boils down to for me, I don't think Michigan State really has a chance at being in the national championship game. So even if they lose this game, it's still a great season. Because if they win, they don't necessarily get anything for it, so it can't be that big. Well, it's big because they definitely need to win for anything to happen.
If you're going
to
argue that, technically they might not have gotten anything back in the game of the century as well.
True.
So if we're going to argue that, then it's still on the same caliber of level of game. Bottom line is, Michigan State wins this game. To me, They have a better resume than TCU and Boise State and are right on par with Oregon, which you pointed out at the break.
Yeah,
Oregon
I'm
does have
that
win that. Against Arizona
well,
if they can get that win.
Yes.
So they're right up there, and they've got a very good shot. All right, when we come back, we'll get Jack Ebling's point of view on the game of the century, because like I said, I mean, as much as Scott and I can debate about it, nothing beats somebody who was actually there and actually lived it. We'll be right back. It's Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.